the staff of the school had wandered off to get more coffee and maybe a donut or two while talking politics. They could not hear this speech that had members of the Santa cult pissing themselves. Suddenly, the massive glass windows in the top right of the gym shattered with a shocking sound. The kids were already frightened by the Black Peter story, and now a loud explosion and a shuriken glass of rain, shrapnel cutting through the crowd. In flew a reindeer with furious glowing eyes, one red, the other one green. Broken glass shards spiraled away from the window, some of them in 2-foot-long spikes. Russell jumped up and dodged madly left and right, avoiding all damage. Chester cringed when the window shattered, and a 1-foot-long shard sank into his brain through his eye. The boy fell dead, twitching out his last nerve spasms. Jim Thobens was sitting by sheer luck, completely out of the glass spray. The nearest piece landing 7 feet from him. He jumped up and gave a vicious battle cry. Glass shrapnel ripped the high priest's arms, resulting in several minor cuts. Rose had one bloody cut in her shoulder blade, a small piece of glass still inside, a trickle of blood oozing down. On the Santa side, Cheesy was sitting next to Jim and was unharmed. When he rose to make his battle cry, she first stared shocked at him, then she rose and joined his cry. A long series of 3 to 1 foot shards stuck in Cheesy's back, collapsing a lung. She fell rolling down the bleachers to the gym floor, still alive, but not by much. At this moment, Jake's brainwaves started activating again, and he began regaining consciousness. And his parents were still going to wait a week before pulling the plug. Jake's nightmares of the now awoke him. When Scarfunk heard the noise, he dodged under the table. The food slash poison he had prepared was covered in broken glass. From the faculty break room, the teachers heard the explosion and they stared at each other with gaping mouths. The reindeer galloped straight through the air for the damaged Easter colt, its head down, horns projecting sharply. The high priest lifted his staff and thrust it out long ways at the approaching monster. The staff glanced off the beast, but it mostly blocked the attack. Rose picked up a long, curved piece of glass from her bench. The reindeer whipped its legs out violently and tore open Rose. She was slammed hard and thrown, blacking out to the sea of pain. The reindeer turned and drove a hoof into the high priest's stomach. Jake attacked the beast with his mind, but the beast fought off the attack easily. High priest screamed in enchantment as he drove the staff up, striking the reindeer in a fierce uppercut. The magical animal spiraled back, slamming into the wall. Russell Payton saw all this and he added 2 and 2. The beast was here to kill all non-Santa cultists. He charged the reindeer, pulling out his groundhog idol for all to see. Another hoof struck the high priest. Another hoof struck the high priest and he groaned in pain. Jim arrived in a screaming blaze and punched the high priest full in the face. A spurt of blood spilled from his nose, and he felt like he was going to black out. Scarfunk crawled out from under the table, and he pulled out the handgun he had brought with him. A 4-shot .45. Compact. Jake turned his attention to Cheesy. He thought, "Black Peter," into her mind, and she shrieked in pain and fear. The high priest whacked the reindeer again in the side with his staff, a good solid blow. From nowhere, Russell Peyton rushed up and leaped onto the reindeer's back. He twisted its neck while pivoting with all of his weight, violently. A loud crack echoed through the gym, and the beast fell dead. Cheesy kicked the high priest from behind, and he was thrown hard onto the ground, finally blacking out. Russell turned on Jim and delivered a stunning left hook. Jim fell to the ground and stared up at Russell in surprise.
"Freeze, kids, or I'll shoot!"
ordered Scarfunk. Jake was still wriggling in Cheesy's mind, but he was losing connection. He imagined his spirit body spinning inside of her in an effort to keep contact. Jim froze where he lay, holding his jaw, but Russell sprinted forwards, screaming,
"No more shadows!"
Before Scarfunk could pull the trigger, Russell had climbed up on him and latched onto his throat. Scarfunk dropped the gun and wrapped his own hands around the kid's scrawny neck. He began squeezing, but the little bastard was flipping back and forth so fast he could not get a good choke going. Jake now tried his brain attack out on Scarfunk. No good, his hostile thoughts just bounced off dude's head. Cheesy saw a window of a chance and she ran for the gun, hoping to blast away at Peyton and the Easter cult and the Christians and show who really rules here. Russell saw the girl racing for the gun, and the look on her face did not bode well for him. He unlatched his grip from Scarfunk and sprang for the gun, deftly snatching it up before her. Cheesy wrestled Russell for the gun. Scarfunk came up behind and kicked Russell full in the back, flipping the wounded boy away from Cheesy, rolling him 4 feet. Jake took hold of Scarfunk's head and he twisted some emotional nerves. Scarfunk howled in rage and pain. Russell pumped 2 rounds into Scarfunk. The first shot blasted half his head away in a red volcano. The next shot sank into his guts and screamed out, leaving a large exit wound. Jake renewed his attack on Cheesy, but found his strength was spent. He fell back onto the hospital bed exhausted and lay there for a 6-hour fitful sleep. Cheesy hit Russell in the face as he shot Scarfunk and the boy lost consciousness. She picked up the gun and held it straight, straining under its weight. She leveled a piece at Russell. A loud series of gunshots rang out, and Cheesy's body fell onto the treats table, soaking the poisoned food in blood and less savory fluids.
Oh,